This is The Takeaway. Good morning. I'm Luke Burbank in for John Hockenberry. He will be back on Monday. We've got developments in that story concerning the attack of a suicide bomber who killed seven CIA employees in Afghanistan on Wednesday. The Taliban has now claimed responsibility. One of the questions, though, is whether the Taliban has actually infiltrated the Afghan army. Let's go back to Anand Gopal, a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He's based in Kabul. We'll get an update from him right now. Anand, can you tell us more about what goes on at this base? It's in Host, and it's a CIA base, but it's otherwise pretty mysterious. What actually happens there?
Well, it's a CIA base, but it's also a U.S. military base, and so the military uses this to conduct operations in the area. The base is very close to the Pakistani border, and that's one of the reasons it's important. And the CIA there uses it as sort of hub to collect information and intelligence, which they then pass on to the U.S. military to carry out raids and operations.
Now, this bomber was wearing an Afghan military uniform. Would it be surprising for a member of the Afghan military to be walking around on this base? Is that sort of a common thing over there, or would that be something that should stick out?
No, it's pretty common in most of the military bases here. Afghan Army and Afghan police are in most bases. A lot of times U.S. units are training Afghan soldiers, so it's not a common sight, and probably one of the reasons he's able to get in unexpected.
Is the CIA's presence at this base in Host, is that supposed to be a big secret?
It's supposed to be a secret. The CIA's presence everywhere in the country is supposed to be a secret, but in the base, like many others, you have Afghan soldiers, police, private contractors, Afghan laborers. So in some ways, they need to keep that secret.
Let's bring Michael Schoer into the conversation. He's former head of the CIA's Bin Laden Tracking Unit. He retired from the CIA in 2004. Hi, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Would you say this definitely typifies a sort of breach in security on this military base?
Not if he was an Afghan Army officer, no. If he was in the Afghan Army, as your reporter said, it's pretty common to have the U.S. military, the Afghan military, and the CIA on the same bases. If he was in the military, it simply suggests that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban have followed through on what they promised to do, and that is to put people into the military and have them enlist and receive the training.
You know, one of the things the president said when he announced this surge of troops for Afghanistan was that the U.S. Troops were going to be able to train Afghans. Is this something that puts a major kind of hitch in that plan, you know, ideologically at least, between the U.S. and these people who they're hoping to train but who may be acting out attacks on them?
The whole plan to train a national Afghan army that can exert control over the whole country is something that's pretty foreign to Afghan culture. It's very much a nation of not only regions but provinces and even valleys. And usually the building of strong central institutions in Afghanistan ends up causing war rather than stopping war. So the plan to train this army is it probably looks good on paper, but historically and culturally it's a very long shot indeed.
What do you think the response in Afghanistan from the Afghans to the surge is? Are they relieved to maybe have more roads built and have more security, or do they see it as a continued imposition?
My own view on that is that they'll accept whatever we build in terms of physical infrastructure. They'd be happy to have it. Once we're gone, they'll probably protect it. But increasingly, we're viewed as occupiers, and so 30,000 new troops are not enough to win or to prevail, but it's enough to make us look, not only in Afghanistan but across the Muslim world, as a even greater occupying power. So I'm afraid in a year from now, we're going to be talking about another big rethink about what we're doing in Afghanistan.
Michael Schoer, I'm just wondering, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for this attack, and I'm wondering, how reliable are those kind of claims? Are we sure that every time the Taliban claims responsibility that they did it?
Certainly not. They make claims all the time about things, as do we, that turn out not to be true. But this is a pretty important one. Generally speaking, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda have a pretty good track record when they claim things that are big news stories and that they did. They're also very good at announcing when they don't do things. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to take, at least for the moment, until it's proved otherwise, at face value the claim. And also, our enemy is probably at its strongest in eastern Afghanistan, immediately around the base at Host.
Michael Scheuer, former head of the CIA's Bin Laden Tracking Unit, thank you so much for joining us. And also thanks to Anand Gopal, reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He was in Kabul.